Hi, welcome to M4 Customer Services. How can I help? It says cannot connect to server. Can you do you you have a broadband connection with us? Can you please help me out with the customer account number? Give me a moment. So it's 810626. Okay, I just checked the accounts with Jurati Constructions. That is the business name, and I see that the owner's name is Mr. Michael Jurati. So Michael, I see that you have only $6.09, which is showing up as spending on your account, and you say that your like laptop is playing up. You're not getting anything on your laptop, right? Okay, let me check your connection, sir. Are you in front of the internet modem? Bear with me, let me check. Can you please check the lights on the modem? Sir, you are supposed to have another NBN box in your premises. That should be a white color box. That should be installed somewhere inside the property. So, okay. So your internet is connected, sir. I think your laptop is playing up. It's not the internet connection, sir. You can connect the Wi-Fi to your phone and use the internet and connect other devices to your internet. Try to says the site cannot be reached, right? Do what? Go to Google. You see the Google page it is coming up. You don't need to log into Google. Go to the search bar in Google. Yeah, search YouTube. Type YouTube. Yeah, it's YOUTUBE. Any website opened? Do you have a desktop or a laptop? Do you have a desktop or a laptop? Okay. Go to like it's a Windows laptop or it is an Apple Mac. It's a MacBook. Okay. Do you see the Wi-Fi option on in your MacBook? Connections, like you see Wi-Fi is connected. Yep. What other options do you see? Go to general. No, sir. You need to find out the Wi-Fi option, the connections. Do you know your Wi-Fi name, sir? No, sir. You actually need to check. Like, do you know your Wi-Fi name? Do you have any other devices in your house which can connect to the internet? Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I'm asking you, sir, do you have any smartphone in your house? Any extra smartphone? Which mobile handset do you use? Which phone is it? Apple iPhone. Okay. Are you alone now? Do you have anyone there with you? Okay. Sir, now you need to check your phone, the phone that you are using. Is it a smartphone or it is a brick phone? It's an Apple II, right? Great. To check, like check the Wi-Fi in your Apple iPhone. Scroll down from the top. You see a window with a lot of options which will slide down. Settings. Yes, sir. What options do you see? Go to Wi-Fi. Go to select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi. Select. Yeah, select the Wi-Fi option. It says not, yeah, it says not connected. Okay, so you have to select your Wi-Fi option. Okay, and yes, you click on Wi-Fi. You search for the Wi-Fi. Turn the Wi-Fi on. You click on it. Wi-Fi is on. Yeah. Now, do you see any Wi-Fi name that is connected? No, not Wi-Fi. Yeah, which one? Yeah, try to see. You have a Telstra modem? Select the Telstra Wi-Fi. Yes. Yes, sir. That will require the internet password. You might have the password written somewhere. Okay. The one that you have got in the modem, that is the modem password. You don't need that. That is required for technical support. Join. Try the other Telstra network. That one. You said that you have two Telstra Wi-Fi networks, so try the other one. Refresh it, it might reappear. No problem, sir. Take your time. Sorry? Sure. No, sir, not the email password, sir. You need the Wi-Fi password, sir. Try the one that is okay. I'm doing an okay. Do one thing. Try the one that is present in the modem. Try the one that is present in your modem. It is written over there. You see, there is a password that is printed. Okay, try this one. Okay, you start the one. Sorry, sir. Okay, type the password correctly, sir. You see, there are alphabets and numbers which are typed. Some of the alphabets. Yeah. Okay, no problem. Take your time. Sir, check the Wi-Fi names. What are the Wi-Fi names that you see? Telstra, Optus, and any others?
Okay. On your modem, you see there's a username. Just on your modem, there is a username. You see, just above the password, there is a username. And see, there are a few digits that are mentioned in the username. You don't have to tell me the password. You just check the username and connect to the correct Wi-Fi network, which matches the username. Okay, on your Telstra modem, you see there is a password. Just above the password, there is a username printed there. Take your time, sir. You will have to connect to the Wi-Fi network, which matches the last four digits of the username. No, not the NBN box. That will be present on your Telstra modem. This is the reason we advise our customers to get a new modem, sir. Okay, connect to the Wi-Fi network which matches the username or the last three characters of the username. The last four characters. For example, your username says XYZ1121. So your Telstra Wi-Fi name says Telstra Z1121. So you have that is the yeah. That is how you. Now, what are the Wi-Fi names that you see there? Give me 2 minutes, sir. Please be on the line.
Your internet is connected, sir. We ran a few tests as well. So I think that you're currently facing trouble with the modem. The modem is playing up, I think. Can you please try one more time to check to connect to the Wi-Fi network? Like, do you remember the network that you used to log in when you used to log in before? Do you have it saved anywhere, like in your laptop or a smart TV? To connect to the same, yeah, try to connect to the same Wi-Fi network. See what it says. Does it ask you for a password? If it has a tick beside, then it is the one that is connected, sir. You can try to test that. Does it say connected? That does it, is it blue? It's blue, right? Great. Try to use the internet. Try to use the internet. Yes. Yes, sir. It's on, I think. Yes, sir. Restart your MacBook. Restart your Mac. Turn the MacBook off and turn it on again. check any other website. Like, do you have the Apple website? Like, try apple.com. Go to any, like, you have the Safari browser there. Go to Safari browser. Go to the Safari browser. In your menu. On your MacBook, you will find it in your menu. In your phone, you will find it in your menu. I'm sorry. Your phone is working on the internet. Yeah, it's not working because you're not able to connect to the correct Wi-Fi network. And can you please search for the password? Because I think you might have changed the password. Because what happens when you select a Wi-Fi network, it automatically will connect if you have the password saved or if you have connected to that Wi-Fi network before. Okay. Now you have to go to the check your MacBook settings or try to connect. Do you want a new modem to be sent to you? Okay, do you have a PIN? Do you have a PIN? PIN, I mean a PIN. PIN. Okay, go in front of your modem, and on the back of the modem, you see there is a reset button. Reset. There is a tiny hole which says reset. Push the PIN inside that hole. And you will get to hear a click, like a tick sound, and you then pull it back. There is a light, and it says reset below it, and it's a tiny hole you will see. You see, there is a tiny, tiny hole on the back of the modem. Yeah, do you find a tiny hole there? Okay, restart the okay. To turn the Wi-Fi on in your phone and check what is check what is the Wi-Fi name that you have connected to. Go to settings. What are the options that you see? Telstra is the, yeah, that, yeah, Telstra with the tick on it is the name of the Wi-Fi network that you need to connect to. Select that Wi-Fi network. You need to tap on it in your phone. Yeah, now your phone is connected to the Wi-Fi, and please make a note of the name of the Wi-Fi network and connect to the same Wi-Fi network from your MacBook. Yes, you have to turn on the Wi-Fi, sir. If you turn it off, it won't connect. Now your phone is, yeah, it will say. Yeah, so it says Telstra 362886. That is the Wi-Fi name that you need to connect to. Okay, now you got it. Yeah, write it down. You have to, when you turn the Wi-Fi in your MacBook, you will get to see a lot of Wi-Fi networks will be available, like some other Telstra networks might also be there. Or other brands like Optus, etc. Yeah, this is the one that belongs to this is why it says Telstra, and there is a that is this is what I was trying to tell you. So this is the number that is that this Wi-Fi network belongs to you. Sure. Yes, go ahead, sir. Did you get it?
Yeah, it should come up automatically. Yeah, if the password is coming up automatically, then you just need to go ahead and select options and connect, sir. Proceed according to the options that are coming up. What does it say in front of? What do you see in the screen? Auto join. Okay, select auto join. Select auto join. Yeah, it's green. Yeah, now go to the home, go to the main menu, try to browse the internet. Whichever device you. Yes, press the home button. Wait, let me. Are you able to browse the internet in your phone? Do you have anyone with you now? Like if there is anyone, then I can ask the person to reset your modem. Okay. I think, sir, what is happening is your modem is playing up somehow. You're not able to connect to the internet. Do you want a replacement modem? I mean, a new modem from us? Because you're still. Sir, do you have an internet pack in your phone? Which. Do you have a broadband pack? I'm sorry, an internet pack on your phone? Which allows you to browse the internet when you're outside your house. You have that, right? Okay, go to Google. Yeah, go to Google and try to browse the internet once. Or if you have YouTube or any other applications like Amazon and all, so try to use the internet there. It was working 20 minutes ago. You mean before you made a call to us? Okay. Do you have a landline phone in your house? You don't have, right? Your internet connection is live, sir. I just checked again. Okay. Give me 2 minutes, sir. I'll just get it fixed and try to give me a moment.
Please hold on the line. Sir, let me call you back in 10 minutes, sir.
Welcome.